Good afternoon, I'll be your nurse for today. Absolutely no reason to look nervous. I'm here to help you, not to judge you. I know what it's like to be young. Takes me back. Feels like a lifetime ago I was a little high schooler running around and whacking my ankles off of scooters. Well, I guess I would have been a bit older than that, but you get the point. Relax, I'm friendly. Since it's clear you have a mild case of white coat syndrome, I'll talk you through the process. Okay, sweetheart? Can you be ever so kind as to hold this chart? I'm supposed to fill it out and ask you all these obnoxious questions. Why not we be a little cheeky and you can fill it out for me? I could probably ask you the questions off the top of my head. What do you say? Wanna be a doll for me and get writing? Yeah, I got a smile. I'll take it. You, hold this. Let me give you a little pencil too. I know what they say, you should always use pens, but will I let you in on a little secret? I hate pens. You make a mistake and what are your options? White it out or scribble and move on? None. Erasers are the future, I'm telling you. Unless, of course, you write with the strength of 10 men behind your grip. Then you have a heavy outline of what you wrote previously, but I'm yammering. Please, write down your full name. If you have a middle name, you can also include that or miss it out. It's not a problem. Then, today's date. Lovely, lovely. Look at this teamwork. We're already almost there. Then, I have some check boxes for you to fill out. Have you been prescribed any medication I should know about? Have you had any major surgeries within the last 6 months? Do you have any health concerns you wish to bring up to me? And, of course, last but certainly not least, do you understand that whatever is said in this room stays with me? You're safe here. I don't want you thinking otherwise. Let me grab that off you and I'll put it on the side. Now, while I get to the part you were either love or hate, first thing I'm going to do is check for lice with this wooden brush. See? Nothing to worry about. The reason it's treated wood over metal is because of sanitization procedures. I'm just gonna brush through that luscious hair of yours. Okay, honey bun? Promise it won't be sore. Well, it wouldn't be if you were a well-behaved boy and brush it in the morning. I know, it's tempting to get away with bedhead hair, but trust me, people know. I'm just gonna get all up in your personal space, so I'm warning you now. Since I know it can actually be uncomfortable for some, if you want me to back it up, then just tell me and I'll move, okay? Nice and simple. Nor do you have to worry if you have them or not. The lice, I mean. If you experience an itchy scalp, this could be an indication that you have them. Have you been experiencing anything like that? The brush isn't showing me anything, but I'll keep going. It's kind of interesting how they spread. I wonder if the day will come when they'll be eradicated. The treatment is super simple as well. You can pick something up over the counter and poof, you're gone. There's so much embarrassment around it, but honestly, it's natural to get. Especially when you're packed in like sardines at school. I mean, heck, I had them when I was younger, and I remember crying to my mother. I was so shocked, but now that I'm older, I understand it's perfectly normal to get them. I was sent over to my grandparents to I was sent over to my grandparents. I was sent to my grandparents to look after me while I was out of school, and my grandpa, he picked up the worst medication for it. There was a 1-hour treatment, a 3-hour treatment, or a 12-hour treatment. And can you guess which solution was cheaper? Yeah, I had to sit with my head soaked in this solution for 12 hours because he didn't want to spend $2 extra on me. Yeah, thanks, Gramps. Love you lots, too. Just a little bit longer, but I'm pretty sure we're in the clear. Perfecto. Up next, I'm gonna mess around with the measuring tape, okay? I need you to jump off the table for me, and I'll do a basic height and get your weight on the scales in a hot second. Oof, tall boy. How come you youngins are always taller than me? I'm fully grown at 5'3", and how old did you say you were? What are you being fed in the school cafeteria? I'll have what you're having if it means I can get some additional height. I just need to measure a few things. Just let me get some scribbly measurements down. If I wanted to get taller, I heard they do this horrendous surgery where they smash and extend your knees. Gives me the heebie-jeebies. Although, if I could get plastic surgery, I think I would get bigger nunga-nungas. Come on now. You think every adult in your life is super serious? Not everyone has to turn into a boring, stressed-out mess. I would guess you have some teachers that are a real nightmare to work with, huh? I didn't have too much bother when I was learning. Being ignored is actually kinda a good thing. I know it might be hard to imagine, but it means you're not annoying the teacher or making a fool of yourself in class. I remember the boys who would act up for attention. I felt kinda sorry for them when I realized why they did it. I found it's true. The saying that people act up when they need attention because they don't get it at home. It's okay to be annoyed, but over time you'll find you lend people your sympathy and empathy more than your judgment. Okay, now park your little tushy down and I'll take your pulse. Listen closely. No talking. Just breathe how you have been the whole time. Rest your arm on the desk. Let me wrap this around you and shh. 30 seconds. Shush. Nice strong heart. Do you get your daily exercise in? 30 minutes of any kind of activity keeps you feeling good. You start doing less than that and then, you know the rest. Do you know what this tool is for? It's to look inside your ears. It's a new thing we've added to the checklist as of recent. This is due to younger people experiencing hearing loss. Want some bonus points if you can guess why? Yeah, technology. So I'm just gonna click this light on and take a peek inside, okay? Alright, I see some blockage in there. Do you use Q-tips? I'm sure you've heard people saying don't use them because it drops it way deeper and compacts the wax, and it's true. And for the other side, as another thing for Q-tips, the fibers can come off and get stuck and stay in your ears. I'm naughty though. I find after a hot shower, you can technically use Q-tips to just get the entrance of the ears, and I mean no further, okay? I don't want any perforated eardrums. That's not my fault if you go follow some advice you heard from a stranger, huh? Yeah, okay, so both ears have blockage, so are you okay if I treat you now for the problem? And then send a letter home to your mother dearest, just explaining my findings and how I treated them. If it sounds good to you, then it sounds good to me. I'm just gonna fill up this basin with warm water and have a wet sponge and add some solution that bubbles it up. It will sound and feel like I'm literally putting soap all over you, but it does work. It dissolves the waxy, fatty surface and helps break it all away. If you just wrap this towel around your shoulders, I'm going to tell you now, it will take me a little bit of time to treat you if you think you're going to be out here in 10 minutes. If anyone asks, how about you tell them I found scar tissue inside your ears and had to run some auditory tests to see if you could hear. Who cares about an answer anyway? And to be honest, you're not the only student I've had to hold back. So, let's get scrubbing. See? It's not bad, is it? Pretty relaxing, since it's warm as well. Should have became a spa owner instead. Clearly it's my other calling in life before being a nurse. Why did I want to become one? About that. I didn't actually want to become a nurse. I was kind of expected to since my mom and grandmother were nurses. I never really grew up knowing what I wanted to do. Let me focus real quick. I'm just go over to this side to go back onto the topic about my job. I suppose it's nothing special these days to not know what you want to do, with the job market being how it is. You'll always need a nurse, no matter where you go, so voila. Kinda made sense for me to just shut up, sit down, and pursue it. You know what I mean? I'd recommend you give it all you got. Doesn't matter how crazy or stupid it is. You want to do something, then genuinely give it all you got. You don't realize how much potential is inside you until you've done it. Okay, I'll try and not drown your ears. I know it can be a little overwhelming. Okay, let me just pat your ears dry with a towel. You sat pretty still through all of that. I'm pleasantly surprised. Students your age don't really do well, but dare I say you're mature for your age. Okay, well, you're not free just yet. I'm gonna use these little tools here to dig and bring out anything that doesn't belong. I'm gonna keep this towel around your neck though, so if anything falls out, it'll get caught and I'll deal with it. Trust me, if you're embarrassed, I've definitely dealt with a lot more gross things. This is child's play. Gonna take my time because these tools are a little sharp, so no movement or there's gonna be a lot more than just the wax in your ear. This long stick may look like a fancy Q-tip. It is. It's also medically approved, so everything I said about Q-tips was a lie. Shocking, I know you'd be horrified with what the industry gets away with. Okay, you just zone out. I'm gonna get your hearing to the best it can be. You might actually find you're a little more sensitive to sound after this. I, of course, would recommend low levels of listening to music or gaming, whatever it may be. Over-the-ear headphones are best. If you get the inner ear ones, you just plug your ear canal up and the wax just keeps on building because you don't let your ears breathe. You'll thank me when you're older and not having to wear hearing aids. adults by the time you're 40. I think that ear is clear. Now for the next one. Not to compliment you again on how well you're sitting for me. I know if it's your first time getting wax extraction, I guess we can call it, it can be quite uncomfortable, but you're doing really well. I mean it. Makes my job a whole lot easier too when I got that nice cooperation going. Well, I think that's you finished. Let me just take this towel away from you. You look like you're getting ready for a nap, though. Growing adults like you need 10 hours of sleep at night, you know. It's hard because you want to stay up and chill out, but it's called self-care. You should try it sometime. Can I trust you to escort yourself back to class? As a follow-up from the appointment, you'll get a leaflet and letter through the door, informing your care provider what I found and how I treated you today. Sound good? Well, I thank you for your cooperation. Remember, stay in school.